I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Today I'm going to share with listeners news of an exciting new nonprofit that Outdoor News has launched. It's the Outdoor News Foundation, and its mission is to help create the next generation of hunting and fishing license buyers. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
When we lose hunters and anglers in this country, we lose the license fees and excise taxes that mostly finance natural resources management in North America. There are a lot of fine organizations in the upper Midwest working to turn the tide on the loss of hunters and anglers and their contributions to conservation. These groups might be your local rod and gun club, host youth days like fishing derbies and mentored turkey hunts. These are incredibly valuable because they expose young people to the great outdoors. The Outdoor News Foundation wants to take the next step by permanently connecting these kids and adult onset hunters to America's outdoor culture. The Outdoor News Foundation has three ways it wants to accomplish that: through environmental scholarships that will help cultivate future outdoor journalists and fish and wildlife biologists, through youth grants that will allow young people to attend the region's environmental learning camps, and through free access to Outdoor News. We'll inspire young minds with knowledge and access to sporting culture through the news and information in Outdoor News every week. Get complete details at OutdoorNews.com and click the Foundation. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.